we are going to be very, very thoughtful about how we address some of the issues that are coming up that are going to be defined by the next president. So, for example, one of the tracks that we have that is a reflection of the election debate is Making It in America, which is a kind of a play on words. Can we actually physically make things in America? And can people make it anymore into the middle class? I think this election has got a lot of people on serious introspection on both sides of the aisle. And there's some deep issues that I think we really want to attack.
So these themes, the America I know, Making It in the USA, global conflicts, which certainly will now, oh, the things shift as President-elect Trump builds his cabinet, picks his Secretary of State. He made the statement that we care about America first. Certainly will, I think, would emerge in conversation or debate about global conflicts.
Yeah, and what our role in America in the world should be, that is definitely something we'll examine. And, you know, your listeners can email us. I'd be very curious. We've been thinking about these issues around climate change, and the president-elect has very different views of this, and obviously is hiring somebody in the EPA who feels it's, you know, misplaced and is going to roll back some regulations. We're thinking about how to have that debate and whom to invite and what kind of aspect of that debate, and do we acknowledge that there could be an issue, even in trying to be as nonpartisan as possible, do we even acknowledge that the climate naysayer, the climate worriers are wrong, that actually there's not a problem. I mean, we are struggling with that. The way we've behaved in the last several years around talks about climate is that we don't accept that this is not an issue. We have accepted the fact that this is an issue.
Right.
Now there are a lot of people that will be represented in government who feel that it is not an issue. And so we're asking ourselves, how do we embrace the possibility that this is not an issue?
You also time it when there are Supreme Court decisions.
Yes, we'll be talking about
well, that's
Supreme Court
be.
And what that means and what the future of that looks like. I think been different conversation under Hillary than it's going to be now, and what the next 4 years of court appointments could look like if, in fact, some other members of the court retire. So it's a really, really interesting time.